Hello and welcome to College Football Today Radio. Today we're going to talk about an article I wrote today about recruiting. Every year this happens, mostly to our class of 19 guys, some younger guys, especially when they end up on my rankings or on my website and start getting offers or letters from people and stuff like that. We want to talk a little bit about, you know, what a recruiting or scouting agency is, according to the NCAA, and what kind of the difference is between us and them, and how we, you know, define ourselves as the news, the media, college football coaches. I was a college football coach last year, in August, and I, you know, left the program in August because it was junior college. I was up there to film a movie, but I was coaching as well for my company, Scout Trout, which, you know, it went well for a while. I learned a lot about the JUCO system, which was kind of my reasoning for going up there. And, you know, now today, you know, I got to coach Shannon Patrick up there, and he's killing it at Arkansas Pine Bluff. I think he threw for over 1,000 yards more than the East Mississippi quarterback last year. And then this year he's got like 900 something yards passing or something like that. He's fourth in the nation heading into this week in FCS football. So congratulations to him. He's on the Walter Payton Award watch list. Our Division II and 1AA rankings, website views have gone off the charts. Scout Trout numbers increase every day, whether we do anything or not. We get thousands of views on the website. It's really going well that way. We want to talk a little bit about, you know, all these so-called recruiting services and people that are going to pop up all through the recruiting process, and how they can ruin your eligibility and get you sent, you know, to places where you are eligible, Division III, NAIA, those type of places, junior college, but not the Division I FBS level. When you read the fine print, when you look into the 428-page handbook that I put on the article that this show is about to go to, you know, it's very, very interesting how the NCAA clearly defines what you can and cannot do. And at Scout Trout, we intend to coach, to navigate. I've had 8 camps last year. I plan on having a lot of camps this year, with another All-American Bowl, which we had last year at the NFL Reese's Senior Bowl. That was a hoot and a holler. We make a lot more money from those events than we did off of profiles that kids come in when we put the profiles up. Those are kids we're coaching as well. There's a lot more goes into coaching than just being there. People learn about the recruiting process. They learn about technique. They learn about how they can get better, how they can be a recruitable player. There's a lot of pieces to the pipeline program that we're not a scouting service. I never wanted to declare as one. I never wanted to be a recruiting service because of these reasons that I am about to read to you, and I put on the article today. Being a news media source like a 247, like a Rivals, like that stuff, gives us the ability to rank the players. And, you know, even though college coaches are not allowed to put any input into those rankings, they have to be solely done outside of the process. So that's kind of why 247 goes by the offers, because they're not allowed to really talk to college coaches about who's who can do what, and blah, blah, blah. So that being said, a recruiting or scouting service includes any individual, organization, entity, or segment of an entity that primarily provides information about prospective student-athletes. This definition does not include any individual, organization, entity, or segment of an entity that primarily provides information about prospective student-athletes incidental to its primary purpose and generally available to the public. So your database has to be open as well. Has to be able to see all the different players and what their abilities are. A scouting service, a real scouting service, is contracted with the NCAA, and they have to charge the colleges all the same price to access that database, and the colleges are only allowed to access one a year per the NCAA bylaws updates, which I attached the 428-page document to this article that this website is going, I mean, that is linked to the radio show, and will be going on this article. So the NCAA has strict rules. Why is there so many people out there breaking them with these kids? Because they don't care. They act like they care. They want to take your money, and they don't know the rules. Or maybe they do care, and they just don't know where to go find all of these rules. There's a million of them. They update them all the time. There's bylaws upon this, upon that. There is amendments, and it's all lawyer talk. And luckily, I've been around a lot of lawyers for the past 10 years in a very positive and in good way. So, that being said, this is all logistics. This is all rules you have to follow when you're dealing with the college football recruiting process. And so here's another thing. So colleges have to subscribe to NCAA recruiting services, which are people that are allowed to, you know, go back and forth pretty much, double dip, get money from their player, get money from, you know, they don't have to, but they can't. But here's the definition of a subscription. An institution subscribes to a recruiting or scouting service when a staff member registers to access information provided by the service only to paid subscribers, or registers to access information available to a select group or of individuals, e.g. coaches, regardless of whether a charge is associated with accessing the information. However, an institution is not considered to have subscribed to a recruiting or scouting service if a staff member registers to access information about prospective student athletes from a service that provides the same information to the general public at no cost, which we do at Scout Trial. Companies like NCSA are contracted with smaller programs and are getting money from both. Yeah, I wrote that. Okay. And we're coming up on a million page views on scouttrout.com and on collegefootballtoday.org, our partner website, which we started and help them design. 950,000, it's all on the website. It's ridiculous. The analytics we provide to all of our athletes, how many times their stuff really gets seen. Exposure is everything, and we realize that as coaches and former ball players and myself playing for so long, that if you don't get seen, you ain't really, they're not going to know you, how hard you're working. They're not going to know your talent. They're not going to know all of that. So creating the STEP program was like a training mechanism, a training way to make people want to go out and play hard and, you know, each week, each play, each day, get better, lift weights. We have programs in that respect for the off season for players in different packages that we do. So I have nutrition programs if you need them. I have strength and conditioning for next off season for our guys. We have all of that stuff ready to go. We're in the process of we talked to a lot of places to go run camps and bowl games next year. Yes, I said games. I'm planning on definitely having two. One pre-signing day to get the last pickup offers for and walk-on spots for guys that want to go D1 and just so bent, you got to go D1. And then we do financial aid to FAFSA. Our program can get you a full scholarship if you work hard like any other student athlete in America. Getting seen is another thing, and we help out and let the chips fall where they may. A lot of players have gotten scholarships through our program the past 3 years. Very excited to watch them play in college football as I'm covering college football for College Football Today. As a media source, it's extremely fun and entertaining to have a radio show. To have all this stuff to talk about, you know, kids that were kids that are now men that we helped along the way through the network, which is extremely, it's the largest in the world by far, because it's such a select market. And that's why I say that, you know, yeah, we got a million people to the website. We got a billion people to our social media networks. When you include the radio show, we include Google, when you include Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. Video views, clicks, impressions, all that stuff, it's insane. Our advertising, our marketing is out of this world. So we work hard in that respect. I've been good at it for years. It's something that I really never studied. I've studied it on the outside looking in. College, I was a communications major in psychology. And, you know, all this stuff's really easy. It's just about using the right proper tools that are given to you and putting you out there. Now, 99% of people, come to find out, don't know how to do most of this stuff, you know, especially all of it at once. So that alone right there is the nuts and bolts to getting you out there and getting everybody seen. Our All-American Bowl, just scam after scam after scam after scam after scam for these All-American Bowl games after the season. Really relying on, you know, hopes and dreams of players. You know, I created this program in the All-American Bowl last year because of them and, you know, because of other guys and, you know, services and this and that that have cost kids eligibility and they didn't even know it. A school was going to offer them, you know, D1, but then they got another guy who didn't, you know, go with a service that offers to set up official visits for you, offers to set up visits for you. That is illegal. Highly illegal. When you read the NCAA rules, when you read what's allowed to be done and what's allowed to be done, they're acting now as agents for the players, and that is not allowed. Coaching, developing, building, technique, all that stuff is legal. But when you start crossing the line, you know, I love to show off my hard work. I worked hard on developing a lot of these strategies in the Rocky Mountains, in sand, in mud, you know, really figuring it out for myself. So figuring out the training strategies and what it takes, you know, footwork-wise, you know, release-wise for quarterbacks, you know, everything that we've mastered for many athletes that are performing at the college level, some in the NFL now, that adapted to that, you know, type of training are doing amazing things. Now, I don't claim to know it all. I don't claim to be a position coach. I claim to be very good with quarterbacks, kickers, linebackers, defensive linemen, all the above, because I learned how to use my body first. And that's why I value Ivy League athletics. Princeton on their thing says, you know, educating through athletics. There's a million ways to do that. You can teach people a lot about their body and how it works, you know, as one together, from your brain to, you know, your toes. How it's cellularly, you know, connected. All that little tiny things that people aren't really teaching in a lot of athletics that I see people try to, like, pop up and teach and copycat. And, you know, it's okay. If you're going to copycat something, make sure you do it legally. Make sure you do it for the kids. Make sure you do it so it, if somebody is going to pay you something for it, that they're getting what they paid for. That's all. I mean, because in the end, when I look at the websites, all the guys, I see a couple D1 guys. And who knows if they were on the radar before and they just took a chance. Who knows if they were a walk-on. Who knows what. So the rest of all the guys on these sites are going to small schools. Not that there's anything wrong with small schools, but they're presenting something that it's not. And that's the issue I have. And anytime a company or anybody comes along that's not accredited by the NCAA and does not have a locked database for all that only certain people can see, blah, 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 all that, all the rules, there's a million of them. You can look at them. There's 428 pages on scouttrout.com. I don't like doing this because some people might be in the right frame of mind, the right strategy, the right maneuvers, the right, and then they miss one piece along the way, and it is detrimental to the athlete, the student athlete, the kid. That's what you got to recognize when you say, oh, let's start a scouting company. Let's start a recruiting service for, because all these other guys are bums. there's a lot of rules you got to follow as an NCSA, as an actual recruiting service. You have to follow a million rules. So their hands are tied. Yeah, you really do just have to kind of be found in a needle in a haystack, because there's a million kids on there. You're just supposed to upload your own stuff, get your own thing on there, boom, boom, boom. They're hands off, because they have to be, because you are not allowed to communicate back and forth as a scouting agency or recruiting agency. And anybody is deemed that primarily their focus is getting athletes, scholarships, and that's all you do. That's all you're saying. You might do some training here or there, but it says all this is about is recruiting and next level, and we're going to get you a scholarship and an offer. You know, players get offered that out, coach. It just happens, because I played a lot of places. I know a lot about the game. I'm not saying I know everything, because these football people, they'll just be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He acts like he knows everything, you know, blah. Yeah. It's not what it's about. It never was. It was about giving as much knowledge that I had from my father's, you know, 6-7 year career playing pro football in the NFL with the Steelers and the USFL, with the USFL's championship stars, and being the league leading scorer and watching Doug Flutie and Herschel Walker, Steve Young, Jim Kelly, Reggie White. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but I'm not going to get into announcer mode. That was for fun. We've been doing stuff for fun. I'm allowed to have fun too. So it also draws mass amounts of views to our website for the kids. So if you get a little perturbed, you're like, wow, he's, you know, boom, boom, boom. You know what? I got a million people at my website. I want to see you pull out your analytics that aren't fake. And I can tell if they are or not. You know, I can tell the timestamps. I can tell the chart, everything. So I would like to see that before you go talking, before you go saying emails going to trash. I got people that talk everywhere in all 50 states. And if you look at my chart that I'll show you from this radio show, about 40 countries. So Pakistan called today, called the work line. I didn't answer. I was kind of scared. Don't, I'm not lying. I got a work phone now. I don't even carry my own personal phone anymore, because sometimes, you know, you just get sick of talking and you just got to go do it. And I've been doing it for a long time now. And we're ready to set up a lot of things, a lot more things, a lot of training this summer. You know, after football season, spring, summer, it's going to be a fun time. I'm excited. The college coaches that I'm friends with, Coach Likens, congratulations. Number 23 in the country. You know, I put out the top 25 for D1 on college football today on Sunday at like 12:01 a.m. I woke up, it's almost identical to the AP top 25. You know, that's cool. I'm glad I got a really good insight in, you know, for who's going to do what. There's never really a skill that I wanted to acquire. I really don't care. I just like watching football. I like watching people, the way they interact, the way they, you know, move and maneuver and stuff like that, work as a unit, as a team. That's why I'm a big fan of TCU Horned Frogs. Big fan of, you know, college football in general. Very excited about this up and coming, you know, bowl season. College football playoffs. We're going to have a hoot and a holler with all that. We've created a monster media source now. 125,000 views in like a little over 2 months for College Football Today as a brand new website, brand new entity. Very excited to move the rankings over there because of that. And that's drawn a lot of attention as well. Our scouttrap.com, like I said, is just always now, because we've been around for so long. We show up in a lot of the search engines, a lot of different places. So very excited about that. You know, if you know anything about recruiting, it's a lot of work, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication on a lot of people's parts, not just the student athletes. So the parents got to make the right decisions as a lot of college coaches have told me, they believe parents, I mean, the kid, the student athlete is a reflection of their parent and what they're going to be. So have to be careful with what we post, what we say, what we do on social media. Everybody's got different viewpoints. College, you know, we have to remember that. Everybody comes from a different area. Everybody comes from a different walk of life. Everybody grew up seeing things differently. Everybody grew up, you know, in a different household, with a mom or dad, without a mom or dad, with a mom, raised by grandma. I've dealt with every social situation in the world the past 3 years. So knowing this, everybody's going to have a different opinion and a different perception on what is right and what is wrong, what's, you know, the right thing to do. And when you get in this recruiting process, it gets hectic because everybody had the best next idea under the sun for some scouting recruiting thing. And like literally this program started with a friend of mine asking me, you know, to help the players he trained get to college from Wichita Falls, Texas. And the company formed was called Athletic Reform. I don't know what they're doing now. You know, I had to break off not too long after that, about a year into it. And now I started Scout Trout. And, you know, I never looked back, but that's how it started. It was about helping a group of young men get to college. And we succeeded with most of those young men from that first group in 2016. So if you look at it, you know, to the nuts and bolts, it worked. But it worked because we cared about the kids first and didn't, and knew the rules, did all the studying on the rules. I remember the night I was like, oh, crap. You know, I just ran into all these rules, and then I started studying, refined to where it is NCAA compliant. Okay? NCAA approved is for a scouting service. NCAA compliant means you're compliant with the NCAA rules. You follow them. You abide by them. They're all over your website in PDF form. And you know what is allowed and what isn't. So when I run into a bunch of stuff that's not allowed, because it sounds good and it looks good and it's going to get people to sign up, that's not the Scout Trout way. And I want you to know that, and I want you all to know that you could lose your eligibility today if this got reported. As I'm looking at the website now, I was reading directly off of the website that I ran into and was talking about when I click on services, you know, this is an agent. Schedule unofficial campus visits. Schedule official campus visits. Evaluate roster and scholarship offers. Schedule college game day recruiting visits. Schedule college exposure camps. Ongoing direct contact with college coaches and recruiting coordinators. That's blatantly in the NCAA's face saying F you. I gotta be honest, I just went through the rules. And the problem with reporting all this is it just gets sticky every year because there's players in my program that decided, I guess, to sign up. But I don't want to get into it today. Just want to talk about future athletes in general. Please be careful, be wary on what you sign up for. It could, you know, I'm not saying it will. I don't know. I guess there's stuff, you know, I haven't seen any of that blatantly out there that say we're going to schedule visits for you. Usually the college coaching staffs do that. And I know most of them, and they're not going to deal with an outside source and deal with them scheduling a visit. Having played for most of them, coached with some of them, knowing a lot of their personalities, yeah, okay. But anyway, let's be honest with ourselves. Over 500,000 of those views were college coaches. My website spikes around recruiting periods, evaluation periods, stuff like that. It's because I do train athletes in the right respect, in the right way, and get them ready for college football, and they are instantly productive once they get there, and most of them end up starting right away. So when it all comes down to it, there's players that came through my program playing at the FBS, FCS, D2, NAI, and JUCO level this year, and I want to wish them all the best of luck. I even think we have some D3 players, so at some really high, good academic schools. It's all about getting that education, setting yourself up for life, knowing what's right and what's wrong, being able to decipher that. And if you can decipher that now, earlier on in life, the better off you're going to be down the road. If you can't, somebody else is going to get what's yours. And that's a full ride to college somewhere because they worked hard, they stayed diligent, and they trusted the process. That's all I got today for College Football Today Radio. God bless.